more Idaho Matters right now. The effects of human-caused climate change can be seen in every corner of the world. And while Idaho experiences more erratic and dangerous wildfires, in Alaska, melting glaciers can lead to sea level rise and a rapidly changing landscape. A team of University of Idaho scientists are studying a particular glacier in Alaska, and they're keeping a watchful eye on changes that are occurring around and underneath it. On the line today to talk with us more about this are Professor Tim Bartholomew and doctoral student Chris Miele. Welcome to Idaho Matters. I had to double check on how to say your name, Chris, so my apologies for stumbling.
No, you nailed it. It's perfect.
Okay, good. All right. So Tim, I want to start with you because you're a glaciologist. So can you explain, A, if I said it right, but also what it means and exactly how your work has perhaps evolved in recent years as climate change has sped up?
Yeah, you bet, Gemma. And thanks for having us on the show. My work is really focused on trying to understand fast glacier and ice sheet change. So we know that glaciers are changing. We're losing ice out of the small glaciers that we've got in Idaho and across the Northwest and across the world. The Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets are shrinking, but we're trying to figure out how fast and why and how we can project how they might change in the future. And so that's really the major focus for my research.
So tell us about the Turner Glacier in Alaska, because this is what you and Chris and the other U of I team are studying. What makes it so interesting?
Yeah, and I'll add actually also some collaborators at Boise State University as well. This is a project that we're doing across the entire state with UI and BSU folks. And so together, we identified Turner Glacier as a glacier that is undergoing some exceptionally severe changes. That this is what we call a surge type glacier, which means mm-hmm. that it goes through a period of time when it's really just not doing much of anything. And then it'll go through a 10-fold or 20-fold increase in speed almost in the matter of just a few weeks. So we go from moving 1 or 2 feet a day to, in some cases, up to 60 feet in a single day, just in a matter of a couple of weeks. And the reasons why this glacier is doing that are linked to the same reasons why glaciers in Greenland or Antarctica are also changing really quickly.
So Chris, talk to us about that. What are you finding that's making them move so much faster these days?
Yeah, so basically the idea is that as you crank up atmospheric temperatures, of course, the obvious effect on glaciers is that the ice melts. And that water, that liquid water that runs off glaciers is gonna eventually make its way to the ocean. But before it can do that, it has to find a route to the ocean. And typically that's going to be underneath the glacier itself. And so as you pile up all this excess liquid meltwater underneath the glacier, you're essentially lubricating the interface between the bottom of the glacier and the bedrock that it's sliding over, making it really slippery and really kind of facilitating that fast motion.
So then, Chris, why is that rapid movement or surge of these glaciers a possible problem?
So what this comes down to is that besides the melt of the glaciers, another significant and very comparable contribution to sea level rise from glaciers and ice sheets is the actual solid ice itself making it all the way to the ocean and breaking off directly into the ocean as icebergs. And you can imagine that the faster a chunk of solid ice is moving, the more iceberg discharge you're going to get and the more contribution to sea level rise you're going to get as a result of that mechanism.
So Tim, how is this surging connected to that sea level rise in particular in the Arctic, but I would assume in other parts of the world as well?
Yeah, only a few percent of global glaciers actually do this kind of surge. It's maybe only 1% of all of the glaciers. But the exciting thing is that that surge type glaciers are sort of an extreme case of what happens when you add water to a glacier. And so we don't really know. So glaciologists as a community don't really know what happens to water when it gets added to a glacier or an ice sheet and how those glaciers or ice sheets respond. we know that there's a strong link between water and ice motion, but we don't know really what that looks like. And so surge type glaciers represent an experiment that allows us to better understand that link. Because right now, the simulations that are used to project or anticipate future sea level rise are not, frankly, not actually doing that great of a job at reproducing current ice sheet change. And so we really want to better understand that link between water and ice motion so that we can then plug that understanding into new simulations to make better, smarter estimates that are going to enable us to understand how the world's oceans are going to change in the coming decades.
And with that said, Chris, you've actually been able to visit the Turner Glacier, correct? I mean, it's not just in the lab research that your team is doing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we managed to get up there this last summer during COVID, and you can see firsthand just how extreme this change in speed in the ice is, because just looking at it from above, the ice is totally fractured. It's just cracked up. As it's accelerated, it's just tearing itself into pieces. Mm. You can see it right from the top.
And before I let you go, Tim, I'm curious, what's one thing that you wish more people understood about what's going on in the Arctic and at glaciers, not just Turner Glacier, but similar glaciers?
Yeah, I think that the most important thing is that the current change that we're seeing in the climate and in glaciers is really explainable by the changes in the greenhouse gases that we're producing. Mm. And that in order to address those changes and reduce the loss of ice and future sea level rise, and in Idaho, wildfire and drought, we need to, you know, we have the opportunity to lead to have system-wide change in the way that we support our livelihoods and the way that we support our economies. And I think that those changes are possible. And I think that's the possibility of proactive, productive change. I think that's the important message.
I want to thank both of you for coming on the show and talking with us about this. We've been talking with Tim Bartholomew and doctoral student Chris Maielli. We will link to a video of them doing their glacier research in Alaska on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thanks.
You bet. Thanks, Gemma.
More Idaho Matters next.